My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about what to do if you're too reliant on Facebook and Google ads.
Think about it this way. You spend a ton of money on Google ads and Facebook ads, and there's nothing wrong with it. Eric and I don't think you should stop. If it's profitable, spend more. But you don't want all your eggs in one basket. And we've seen this specifically in the e-commerce market, in which a lot of e-commerce sites got hit when Apple made their iOS changes when it came to privacy. They weren't getting as much ROI from their Facebook ads. They weren't able to spend as much on Facebook advertising. They had to ramp it down, or not even ramp it. They had to turn it down a little bit. And what happened is it hurt their business. So if you are heavy on Google and Facebook ads, that's driving most of your business, there's a few other channels you should start looking into immediately. SEO has great long-term benefit, short-term, not so much. Partnerships, is there anyone else in your space, whether it's B2B or B2C, that can also drive you customers and you can work out a deal with them, or potentially you can also cross-promote? Another one is affiliates. Affiliates drive great revenue and you'll have to pay per conversion. The next one is content marketing, whether it's organic social or YouTube, or it's just, you know, creating content on your blog or podcasting. There's many, many more channels. And the other thing, we talked about this in the previous episode, is you have to build a community. When you build a community, it creates way more word of mouth marketing, and it creates many brand evangelists who are going to go and start pushing your brand out there.
One is buying assets too, right? So Neil talked about SEO, building community. Those things are long-term, but if you do those things well, by the way, it forces you into a long-term mindset, which makes you think like a long-term investor. Most people aren't willing to do that because Facebook and Google, they're quick kind of hits, right? Like you can't see the video right now. I'm like injecting myself, right? It's easy to get addicted to it. And the other element is also buying assets. If it's like, okay, it might take too long to build community. It might take too long to build SEO. It might take too long to build our email list. So can you go out there and can you buy assets out there from people that are under-monetized? Can you, let's say you're in the marketing niche and there are a bunch of people in the space that have, they're making money using Google AdSense, right? So under-monetized, they might be open to selling. So it's reaching out to these people and it's trying to figure out if you can do a deal with them somehow, whether it's a partnership or maybe buying them out. But buying assets is going to be helpful. And if you can buy a community, great. But I think that part's actually a little harder because you have to actually, how are you going to bridge the community aspect of it, right? So SEO, building a community, we talk about SMS as well, email as well, buying other assets. There's just a lot of things that you can do. And I just think it's when people make the excuses around, oh my God, like what should we do around Facebook and Google? I just think it's, they force you, they've slapped you in the face a little bit. Apple's kind of made people realize with the change, made people realize that you can't rely on anybody else but yourself. So that's the same goes for business, same goes for marketing now as well.
Yeah. And I think if you do some of the things that Eric and I are mentioning, you'll be fine in the long run, but you got to be patient. Just like when you ran your Google and Facebook ads, they may have not worked the exact way you wanted to, but over months, years, you were able to scale them up, then you'll be able to do better as well. Make sure you add in your upsells and downsells. So then that way your Facebook ads convert better from an average revenue per user, and make sure you focus on conversion rate optimization as well. So that way as ad costs rise, you're able to combat that and still make them work, which buys you more time to get some of the other channels working.
Neil makes a good point. Conversion rate optimization was really when people hit your app or they hit your website. Before you're able to kind of optimize conversions, you have to optimize your creative as well. So you can lift conversions on that side too. And if you're able to maybe double or triple your click-through rate and then maybe increase your conversion rate 20, 30% or so, you're doing a good job there, right? And most people, they've relied too much, again, on Facebook and Google. They've relied on the algorithms. They've kind of, in my opinion, sometimes running Facebook ads is kind of like easy mode, right? I'm oversimplifying it, but now it's like you actually have to roll up your sleeves and do the work even more. So, and I think that's a good thing, right? Because it's going to separate kind of the people that are serious versus the people that kind of were over-reliant. So the fact that you're listening to this means that you are one of the smart ones and you're not over reliant and you're going to make things happen for yourself. And if you want to learn more about this stuff, marketingschool.io/live, that's L-I-V-E, to learn about our next Growth Accelerator event, which we're converting into a decentralized autonomous organization, right? So that's it for today and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.